solutions to suit your needs. Visit us at www.tempnetwork.co.uk or call Tunbridge Wells 531 777.
Let's work it to the bone, bone, bone. Come on, work.
Channelradio.co.uk.
Scoff and Quaff Show with Jules Serkin on Channel Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and a lovely good morning from sunny Dymchurch, where, yes, the sun is out. In fact, we've decided it's an Indian summer. My aircon is on. Excuse me, listen, I'm just going to turn it off. That's so much better. Right, well, we have a little bit of a kerfuffle this morning, but we're rather enjoying it. John and I are swimming around in the studio on our own. Just John and I. Good morning, Dr. John.
Good morning. It seems very empty, doesn't it?
It does. We've spread out and we can eat all the nothing but snacks.
Well, you can eat them all, Jules.
All to myself, nothing but snacks. Of course, a sponsor, and we have lovely goodies from them. But in the studio, she's winging her way. She's come miles and she's been driving for three, well, she's planned it for 3 hour journey. It's the lovely Jane Michelle, who is the owner and the Eureka Moment lady, Jane Plan, of the Jane Plan diet. It's not more than a diet, it's a way of life and beautiful meals that are prepared personally for you and delivered. And we have a very exciting offer. You'll be hearing more about it in the show. But Jane Michelle and Jane Plan have very kindly offered Business Bunker. Where am I? That's at 1 p.m. with the absolutely fabulous Paul Andrews, otherwise known as Snake Hips himself. He'll be on at 1 p.m. talking about computers for Africa, amongst other business news in the Kent region. Kent, Africa. You see the link there. Mm-hmm. But Jane Plan has offered, this is a great one, John,
mm-hmm.
Dr. John, to give you your full title. She's offering free delivery for 4 months. Now, this was what I sort of negotiated because we were wondering what to offer. And I thought, often the delivery is what puts you off, doesn't it?
It is indeed,
you know,
yes.
You sort of, you balk, don't you, at paying £7.94 for something. So this is an amazing offer. Free delivery, which will be a saving of £32, if my maths is correct. So that is for Scoff and Quaff listeners. If you really are serious about losing some weight and you want some help, and we'll be hearing later on from the lovely Ken Lloyd, who is at Carry Card. He's a graphic designer. He's hails from such great graphic design companies as Young and Rubicon and Saatchi and Saatchi. He's done some really amazing work, artwork, and he's now based in Herne. Which is just near Herne Bay, Herne Village. And he's going to be telling us later on the blower about his experience of other diets and how he's lost weight on Jane Plan, is really enjoying it, and him and his lovely wife Nina, my dear friends, actually. So I went round and presented him, because it just so happens he won the booklet, the lovely book from Cook Wrap Sell.
Yes, he did last week, wasn't it?
Mm, from Bruce McMichael. So I went to present it, and then I found myself having coffee and scoffing a Jane Plan biscuit.
Jules, will you never learn?
I know. And the thing was, I felt awful because I'd taken his sort of mid-afternoon snack on the plan.
Really?
But it was a gluten-free one, Dr. John.
Oh, well, of course, that makes all the difference, doesn't it?
It had to be done.
I mean, it's got no calories because it's got gluten. It's because it's not got gluten. There's no calories at all, is it? It's all calorie-free,
well,
you know?
I've just been talking to Jane Michelle, who's in her car, winging her way here. She should arrive, if fingers are crossed, at 11:30, bless her.
You mean you can actually cross your fingers these days?
Fingers and toes.
And her toes as well,
yes.
My goodness.
Marvellous. It's the fish oils, Dr. John.
Fish oils, you said?
Yes. Or the shoils.
Well, I thought you said fish shoals.
It's my accent. But she, so Ken, I was actually saying to Jane Plan that I think she should market these biscuits just on their own, because having sampled Ken Lloyd's ration of the day, I was most impressed.
So poor old Ken had to go without, did he? Because of the consequence of your eating habits.
I know. And compared with, let's just say, a large supermarket, which is very upmarket, beginning with W, with their gluten-free biscuit, I was
most
impressed.
Can't imagine what supermarket you're referring to.
It's a very nice one that I frequent on occasion. But I did buy their gluten-free biscuits, and they're not a patch on Jane Plans, in my humble opinion.
Really? Okay.
Now, who are our sponsors, Dr. John?
Our sponsors this week are...
There's so many.
Tunbridge Farmers Market.
Yes.
Chaucer's Food Retail Snacking.
Yes.
Godmersh and Game.
Yes.
And Jane Plan.
Hello to you all. Well, it sounds great. So later on in the show, we're going to be hearing from Stevie Wood, who is in charge of many Kent Farmers Markets. Elm Court, Aylesford, Tunbridge, and which one have I missed? Elm Court, Aylesford, Tunbridge.
So this week's Tunbridge, no. And then Elm Court and then Aylesford. You've
There's
got
another
them all.
One.
Those are the three that Steve...
Really? Yes. Well, it feels like so many more to me.
Yes,
right. Obviously, his friends and hobnobs were Shibham and some of the others. Wherever Michelle Rue Jr. goes, we go. So he's going to be our roving reporter, and he'll be talking, hopefully, from a landline in the press office, if he can snaffle in. It was apparently arranged, so he should be able to talk to us about 11:20 and tell us what's going on at the Speciality Food Show. And we've had a number of tweets from that, and they are mostly following at UK Food Show. So if you're a UK business, you might want to hook on to at UK Food Show, or indeed international. We have a lot of listeners. Hello to you in the USA, the lovely nurse, Liz Gilson, who frequents and sets her alarm to listen in. And also, of course, tweet us at ScoffQuaff, any events that you have. And on that note, Dr. John.
Yes.
What have you got?
Well, we've got plenty of Twitter followers today. We really have.
Going mad.
Yes, it is.
But how you keep up?
Well, with difficulty, Jules, with difficulty, particularly with all the demands that you place upon me.
I know.
So we've had Hudson Fish, our suppliers of local fish in Herne Bay. Welcome to them. And I know, Jules, you get fish from them, don't you?
Me and my mum, yeah,
and I'm
delicious.
I'm going to start in getting some as well. Delicious. Just get myself organised.
I've had it 4 weeks running now.
It's very good because they do these special baskets, don't they?
They can set it to you loved up, so it's all ready.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I was thinking.
And I have it with a drizzle of oil rather than butter
to
keep my snake hips.
It's a shame it isn't working.
Well, perhaps less biscuits.
And particularly gluten-free biscuits.
But also, Dr. John, I have that, and I have my Riverford veg box, and we're sorted.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's incredible.
We've also had Flavours of Spain. Of course, they've been on our show some time ago now, but those lovely couple, the two young ladies from, I think it's up somewhere, Gillingham Way, isn't it?
Who's that, sorry?
Flavours of Spain.
Oh, they're lovely. Yeah. Anna and...
I've got a lovely selection. I can't remember.
Is it Michelle?
I
made that
but
up.
It's Anna. I know
Anna and
one
Louisa.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's Anna anyway.
Yeah. And we've also had Alamo, which is that lovely North African restaurant or Moroccan restaurant in Whitstable. We've had the Bumblebee as well. Thank you. Welcome to them. We've had Poachers and P. Kent, which is the poacher. Poacher and Partridge in Kent.
Well, they've got an open day.
Yeah, they've got an open day this coming Saturday on the 13th between 3 p.m. and late. It's a launch party, and I'm going to try and get to their press one on the 11th, but I'm not sure whether I'll make it or not, because I've got a lot of commitments this week.
Yes.
But
I also want to go, but I won't be here, so I'm toddling off to my little villa for a week, as my new husband's not at all well.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, so I'm going to rest, make him rest.
And we've also had a tweet from Love Local Cheese. This is about local cheeses, and we've got some lovely local cheeses in Kent, at Canterbury Cheeses, Cheeses of Canterbury, of course. We've got Winterdale. We've got a whole load of lovely cheeses in Kent. And the blue cheeses, we mustn't forget, of course. We've also had... a note from a Twitter from the Fat Carrot. On the 20th of this month, which is Saturday, at 7:30, They have a cheese night at Taste Buds in Offham. So if you're interested in cheese and you want to go along, then that's at the Taste Buds in Offham I'm losing track of it anyway. So that's on 20th of September. We've also had Advanced Bunzel tweeted in. Welcome again.
And what are they saying?
They're just commenting on the show and wishing as well.
And weren't they saying that they were the leading label makers in Kent, I saw online?
Well, of course they are, because they're big in labelling, aren't they?
Yes,
it's South their East. Business. And
well, I was talking to Laura Jenkins, who's the sales manager for Advanced Bundle, while Kevin, who was on our show, Kevin Bean, is normally to be found on the golf course, I hear. But Laura Jenkins goes to see people that are startup businesses and who are thinking about labelling, which is probably number one after you get your ISP and your name and branding. Next thing would be labelling, wouldn't it?
Yes, it is. It's very important. I mean, I remember talking to Budgeons about when they were getting some of the smaller manufacturers from the farmers markets in, and they said one of the big problems is their labelling, because they need to have barcoding and things, which a lot of small businesses don't think about, and that's something I'm sure Advanced Bunzel can help with.
Laura Jenkins, that's you heard it first, but they also do eco-friendly self-adhesive labels as well, biodegradable, which I thought was good. Got their finger on the pulse, so follow them on the Twitter at Advanced Bunzel, B-U-N-Z-L, a very strange name, but they are established over 50 years, so I think that name came from a long time ago.
It's interesting, eco-friendly labelling. I don't know quite
biodegradable, I guess.
But if it's on a glass bottle, it's not very biodegradable, though, is it?
Well, glass is biodegradable, isn't it? Reusable?
Well, I suppose it's reusable.
And I suppose the paper just rots. We'll have to ask them.
Yeah, that's an interesting concept. Yeah. I can't get my head around that.
Well, I've had seen a couple of new Twitter followers. I don't know whether you've seen them on Scoff Quaff, Dr. John, but there's a Kate who is, I haven't got my glasses, Kate Corker, Kate, I think it is, squinting, caterer, passionate about good food, photography, music, textiles, and travelling. And also Purity Bridge, at Purity Bridge, Tunbridge Wells, bespoke high-end medical skincare and plastic surgery. What are they telling us, Dr. John?
I don't know. They've obviously seen a picture of you, haven't they?
They must have done. So that's on the Scoff and Quaff. Thank you for lots and lots of new followers. We also have heard from Liz Gilson on Jules Serkin and Scoff Quaff and John Wumbill. Mm-hmm. She has said slow cooking steel-cut oatmeal with tree-ripe peaches. Autumnal crisp morning. I'd love to have one of those.
Yes,
steel cut oatmeal with tree ripe peaches.
Yes,
because I have a little moan, Dr. John.
No,
I do.
Perish the thought.
Well, buying local, as you know, I do. I've been going to a little market, and it wasn't one of Steepwood's, and I buy a lot of fruit from there, and my new husband and I eat a lot of fruit, and we were moaning that they obviously hadn't tasted the fruit when they buy it from, they go up to London and buy it, because the flat peaches, which are those lovely ones, never ripened. They were just hard, and they never ripened at all. And I did all the things that your mother tells you, like put them near bananas in a brown bag and all that sort of stuff. Nothing happened. And then, what else? Oh, the plums, the Kentish plums, or the English plums, were sour and not tasty.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference between those and the ones that we've had from, let's say, a supermarket, where they're obviously tasting them, and they were British. So I think I want to support the local shops, but what I would say is make sure you taste what you're buying from London before you just drag it back and sell it in Tankerton or anywhere in Kent.
Yeah.
Because I spent a lot of money on fruit, and it was actually not edible.
Well, what I've been doing actually in Whitstable is there's some wild fruit.
Oh, wild fruit.
Yes, just off the Thanet Way, and you can actually apples and pears and all sorts of lovely fruit.
Should we go together with our basket?
Oh, why not?
Yes.
Why not indeed?
And have you been, what have you been doing? Cooking it with
water? We've just been eating them. They're so, yeah. I mean, the trouble is, it's one of those things like when you go and pick your own, you end up eating half of it before you even get home.
Mm.
And make yourself sick.
Which brings me on, Dr. John, to a little present I got you off my tree this morning.
Oh, yes, two some pears. This well, is, I must try one
well,
of those.
Well, there's one later. For Jane Plan.
Yes.
Don't eat them all. because I thought we won't have the scoff chocolate lolly, will we? Because...
No, we won't.
Because we've got a lovely thing. We've got a lovely diet plan, Jane Plan, who will be coming on about 11:30, hopefully. So we're going to play a little song by the Proclaimers, and then we're going to get Ken Lloyd on the phone, who's going to talk to us from Herne about his experience of many different diets, but also being on the Jane Plan diet. And you'll hear from Ken Lloyd. You can follow him on the Twitter, Ken_W_LLOYD, Ken Lloyd. Oh, I can't do that button. It doesn't work. Let's try this one.
Try again. Second time lucky.
And here we are. It's the Proclaimers. It's all very difficult, listener, this morning.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm going to be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm going to be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
But I'm working. I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home,
when I come home,
oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
When I'm lonely, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out,
when I go out,
well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home,
when I come home,
yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home with you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
And that was the brilliant Proclaimers there with I'm going to be with some Scottish words I can't really understand in that, but a lot going on in Scotland at the moment. So now we move on to Jane Plan Diet, and we have Jane Michelle, who's winging her way, bless her, got stuck on the M25. She's got a 3-hour journey there, so we're wishing her well. And I happened to bump into Ken Lloyd, who is my lovely friend and drinking partner from many years, over 20, listener. And we started drinking at 6. And he's a brilliant graphic designer, and he lives in Herne. And morning, Ken.
Good morning, Jules.
Good morning.
Thanks for inviting me onto your programme.
It's lovely that you take the time to tell us about it. And first of all, what are you working on in the graphic design world?
Well, funnily enough, you were talking about labelling just now, weren't you? And I'm working on some labelling.
Are you?
And it's a project for my clients in Lagos, Nigeria, which is a pharmaceutical company. And we do packaging for them. We've been working with them for many years now. So I'm currently doing a label for a new hand sanitising product that they're rushing onto the market with the Ebola problems out there.
Oh, right.
And a couple of drugs that they're working on. So that's what I'm doing at the moment.
Very interesting. Very interesting there. And, yes, I'm sure Advanced Bunzel are following you because I told them about you. And
I do believe they are.
I think they're avid followers. So just tell us a little bit about how you discovered Jane Plan and what you tried before for the listener, so we can get a bit of a background.
Well, my wife Nina and myself, we both decided that we needed to do something. I was coming out of a period of not very good health, which had affected my mobility, and working from home, all I had to do was just pop in front of the computer every day, do my work, and then I had some ankle problems. It was difficult actually to go out and walk, and of course all the experts tell you you should really exercise, all this sort of thing, and actually it wasn't very easy. But we both decided that we needed to do something, so we had a look at what to do. We tried you might call ordinary diets, traditional diets, and I don't know, they weren't really working for us.
Why do you think they weren't working, Ken?
It wasn't... I think I am better with something that is quite formulaic. You know, it's prescribed for you. You do this, you do that. And with the Jane plan, in actual fact, with the first plan I tried, everything is laid out for you. And it might not be... as good as sort of steak and chips or whatever, you know.
Mm.
But, you know, it does work. It really does work. You follow the plan, it works. And we did it for a while. Then we stopped, had a little break, and then we decided to look at what else was available. And Nina found Jane Plan on the internet, and we looked into it and thought, well, actually, this really does sound like something we can do. And we've been doing Jane Plan, I think, for about 3 months now, and I've actually lost just under a stone.
Excellent.
Weight on it, you know, without any pain. And I mean, doing it with Nina as well means that, you know, because you're doing it together, you know, you're both on the same sheet of the song, you know, and we find that helps because you can support each other. We're not perfect, nobody is, so we do have a little cheat here and there, you know, and but it's working for us, and it's a very personalised service as well.
Mm.
So we've been really pleased.
Well, I'm sorry that I did pinch your last beautiful.
You had my last chocolate chip, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean that's a real friend, isn't it, Ken? I'm looking at the booklet here. I've got it in front of me because we have a special offer for listeners. Jane is offering free delivery of $7.94 over a period. I think she said four months. Would that be right? The maths, I can't do it. I think it was £32 saving. You're better than me. But she's also mentioning things in here. It's a really good book. She's talking about pedometers. She also gives you advice on snacks and how to sort of keep on track. You know, having a nice healthy snack with you when you go out and things like that. So have you read this booklet, Being a Man, or have you just left it to Nina?
Yeah, no, I have, honestly. But as far as I go, you know, I follow the instructions basically as much as I can. when we have anything to snack on, I mean, we every week we get a river for a basket of fruit, which is lovely.
Mm.
And so I snack on things like that, you know, apples, whatever. I really don't have anything in the house, neither of us have anything in the house that is really too naughty. You know?
Yeah.
So the temptation in the evening isn't really there. But I don't use a pedometer or anything like that. But the benefit of it all is, you know, and this is what everybody says, you lose the weight, you feel the benefit. And you break the cycle and you get into a much healthier way of living and you feel better. You think better. So, you know, it's win-win, really.
Well, and you said that you had more energy, you'd noticed, already.
Yeah, so you've got more energy, you lose the weight, so you don't get the pressure on your joints, so you're able to exercise more because you've got more energy, and everything feeds off everything else, you know.
And just tell me the last thing that would be perhaps my downfall. What about alcohol? Because obviously highly sugared and lots of calories, empty calories.
Yeah.
Are you allowed any on the Jane plan?
Well, even though we're drinking partners, Jules, I don't really drink that much.
No.
So it's not a big deal.
Well, I normally have your quota, don't I? That's the trouble.
But if I want a glass of wine, to be honest, I'll have a glass of wine. You know, or two. I don't limit myself really, really strictly. But, you know, having said that, it's working. So that's the main thing. You see the results. And the thing is not to set yourself sort of impossible goals, just set yourself a target that you really, really think you can achieve. And then when you do achieve it, it feels great and you can move on from there.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, I am all credit to you both.
Thank you.
And, you know, a big thank you for coming on the show and telling us about it. It's really interesting.
And hello, Jane, if you're on the M25.
Yeah, poor thing. Well, thanks, Ken. And
you're
we'll
welcome.
Be speaking to you very soon. I'm playing a song, not in your honour, but it's Joe Tex, Ain't Gonna Bump No More With No Big Fat Woman.
Oh, that'll do.
you may well remember it. But for now, thank you, Ken,
thanks,
and we'll
Jules,
speak soon.
You. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's the lovely Ken Lloyd from Hearn, and he's telling us about his, well, it sounds great, doesn't it, Dr. John,
it
his success
indeed, yes.
on the Jane Plan diet.
Mm.
And can you see over your shoulder, has she arrived?
She has indeed.
Okay.
She's standing there chatting to Snake Hips.
Right. Well, we will play in Jane Plan's honour, Joe Tex, and Ain't Gonna Bump No More, and we will bring her in and present her with my pear off my tree.
Brand knocked me down. Gonna hurt my hip. She done knocked me down. Somebody take her.
I did enjoy that bump with Dr. John. That was Bump No More, Joe Tex. Not in honour of Ken Lloyd, because he is now, as he said, listener, he's lost Silf-like. A whole stone
Silf-like.
On the Jane Plan.
Perhaps we should go on one of these Jane Plan bats.
Maybe we will. I mean, there is an incentive because, of course, we've got a listener offer. I don't think we're classed as listeners, but there is a listener
offer. I'm listening, though.
Yes, I'm listening avidly. You know that you can listen back anytime if you have friends that want to listen to this show. They can just go on to www.scoffquaff.co.uk and they can listen anytime, lounging with your feet up in a deck chair. I tend to do it when I'm loading the dishwasher or chopping a meal, because I cook from scratch, you know, Doctor.
So you've been saying, yes.
I cook from scratch. Yeah. And so I tend to listen when I'm chopping. And that's an hour, and you can sort of prepare a meal, load the dishwasher, and done and dusted with your little headphones, possibly your iPhone, tuck down your bra if you don't have pockets.
Well, I don't have a bra.
No, but I don't have pockets, very rarely. We're going to squeeze in Stevie Wood, who's at the Speciality Food Show. He'll be in the press office, hopefully. But winging her way in, she's done an amazing job. We have fabulous Jane Michelle, looking all blonde and gorgeous and not a bit flustered. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, and thank you for waiting for me. I'm so sorry.
Well, Ken Lloyd says you're worth the wait.
Oh, and thank you, Ken.
He gets his delivery every month. And so I've been reading your book now. You have a new book on print four. I believe.
Yes, in fact, yes, it's doing incredibly well. The Jane Plan Diet was published in May. Loads and loads of publicity, everything from Woman Magazine to Women's Health and Fitness, the Daily Mail, and even the Huffington Post picked up on it. So that was very exciting times.
That sounds fantastic. And did you write the book yourself or did you have help?
I did have a bit of help, actually.
Good for you.
I did all the nutrition side, all the ideas, loads and loads of writing. But the reality is I'm not a writer. I'm a nutritionist. Mm. And so a lovely lady called Jane, who is a health writer, just made it a little bit more readable. Because the most important thing is the book is enjoyable to read. You don't want loads of facts and figures. You want a book that you can pick up, read, enjoy and act upon. Mm. And Jane just put the finishing touches on. So thank you, Jane.
Two Janes.
Two Janes, so- I know.
And now, when did you have the idea? So you're a qualified nutritionist.
Yes, that's right.
Tell us about that.
Gosh, that was a while ago. Let me cast my mind back those years. I'd had my third child, third and final child, I should say. And prior to that, actually, I'd been a completely different woman. I'd been working at the BBC, very into food, worked with lots of TV chefs. Anyway, after my third child, I thought, time to do something different. And I had a bit of a weight loss history myself, so that had always been in the back of my mind. So with all of these various ingredients together, the interest in food, the weight loss history, loving the idea of a healthy lifestyle, I went ahead, studied nutrition. And then after that, fun enough, I worked in a hospital for quite a number of years, and I specialised in weight loss and, I hate to use this word, obesity management. I know it's not a nice word.
Were you ever large?
I was indeed. In my early 20s, I was about 2.5 to 3 stone heavier than you can see me sitting here today.
Right, okay. So you'd been through the journey?
Yeah, absolutely, I'd been through the journey. So I know what it's like. And I think that there are many people in the UK, women in particular, but also men, who don't know what it's like. Most people at some point in their life are having a battle of the bulge. It might be a long-term big battle. It might be just a few pounds. Everyone is different. But ultimately, because we're living in, I suppose, an obesogenic society, where we're surrounded by food all the
time. Food is everywhere.
It's everywhere.
And every social thing is food, isn't it?
Exactly. And it's so hard to say no.
Come round for a drink, round for a meal.
Absolutely, absolutely. And our lifestyles have changed so much now. I mean, now we think it's completely normal to pick up an enormous gallon of coffee on the run. Even
the sizes,
years ago we weren't doing that. There were so many changes that have happened in people's lives today that make it's all very understandable why a lot of us are struggling a bit.
And do you also think, because I certainly in business, I mean, my real job is PR, and I find that now more than ever I'm 12 hours often in front of a computer.
Yeah, so you're very sedentary through no fault of your own, just trying to earn a living.
Yeah, well, I'm looking into the treadmill one where you have a desk at a treadmill and you walk at 1 mile. I'm very interested in that.
Yeah, that is a really good idea, actually, just something to keep you active, keep you moving. Now, in fact, we have to consciously make an effort to move, because most of us are, as you say, sitting down doing something that doesn't involve us moving at all, so we're not burning any calories.
Well, I looked at Nina and Ken's meals, and she brought them out to show me, and they did look very home cooked, very real, very natural, I would say.
They're lovely.
And I loved the bit at the beginning where you said you might lose quite a bit of weight in the first week.
Yeah.
And also due to the salt reduction, which I thought was really interesting. Tell me about that.
That is true, because if you have a high salt diet, you are more likely to retain water. And what tends to happen on any weight loss plan, to be honest, is most people experience a good weight loss in the first week. Now, that's for many reasons, partly because they've cut calories, partly because they're being really good because they're enthusiastic, partly because, particularly with our plan, they'll have cut carbs as well. And also, particularly with our plan, we're very, very conscious about the need to cut down salt in people's diets. Yeah, that's very important.
And so when you're on the Jane plan, you get your meals delivered once a month. Do they come?
Yeah, absolutely. Once a month is the most popular delivery we have, without a doubt.
Okay, and then the person that's going on this plan to lose weight will then bump it up with their own fruit and their own vegetables?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the meals do come as complete meals. The Thai chicken curry, which we can all see here in the studio, has got the chicken and the sauce and a bit of rice and some lovely vegetables. But to really make it a proper full meal, adding some fresh broccoli or a salad is great.
And that fills you up as well.
It fills you up, and it's a good habit for life. Five a day, if not more, is a good way to go forward.
Well, I'll just tell you there that we normally have a scoff lolly for our guests, which is a chocolate lolly with our logo on. But in your honour, I picked you a pear off my tree.
Thank you.
So take that pear home and enjoy. It's a Kentish pear.
Oh, lovely.
I hope it's ripe, because they're just coming into ripeness now.
Feels good.
So how busy are you day to day running this? It seems like a huge operation.
It is. It's a busy, busy life, without a doubt. And, you know, and I'm a normal woman. You know, I have three children and all of that stuff as well. And Jane Plan started so small, literally from my kitchen table. So 4 years later, to find it's turned into a much bigger business with literally thousands and thousands of clients nationwide, has all been a bit of a shock. So it's a long, hard days, but so gratifying, so worthwhile. And every client we speak to, because we speak to a huge number of our clients, you just think, yeah, it's worth it. It's absolutely worth it.
Because you offer also, which I thought was very good, that you have a support plan here.
Yes,
and there's
that's
a choice,
right,
isn't there, where they can get emails or they can speak to someone. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. A lot of people go for emails. It's incredibly convenient. The emails that we do are very personalised. If you respond, we'll respond straight back. So you can get a real dialogue going. But of course, there's also a high percentage of people who really want to and need to speak to someone. There's an enormous round of research around weight loss and achieving goals and maintaining goals, which suggests that accountability, in other words, having to say what you're doing to somebody else, can really, really help.
Yeah.
And that's where the weekly phone call can really come into its own. And also, actually, we have quite a lot of older people on the plan who aren't using email. So for them, it's really useful. And as you've said yourself, God, we're busy. We're really busy people nowadays. And the idea of getting to a meeting just isn't feasible for so many of us. So knowing someone's going to actually pick up the phone and call you on a Thursday at 7 p.m. or whatever it may be, and you can have a really good discussion about your week, tell them your successes, tell them when it's not so successful, because our nutritionists can help you find a way forward where it will be successful. So that's a really important part of what we do.
What about emotional eating? What would you say? Because I know I've been looking after my new husband for 5-6 weeks now. He's got post-concussion, and I've been cooking 3 meals a day, and luckily I work from home a lot, but I've got bored. I've got bored with sort of looking, and I love him dearly if you're listening, but just cooking 3 meals a day, it's like going back in time. You know, my last child just left home, and so I've been having a bit of cake. I have some gluten-free cakes in the freezer that are made made for me, and they're there. Yes. And I just have one, and I don't even honestly really want it, but it's like some sort of stupid reward.
Yes, it's filling a gap, isn't it? It's filling a void.
What tips have you got for me?
Well, there are all the classics, and I always think distraction techniques are best. Mm. So chances are you've either maybe just fed your husband or cooked something for him, or perhaps you're at your computer and you're waiting for a call, or maybe the computer's taking a long time to load. So you go into the kitchen, you start boiling the kettle. Mm. What do you do next? Mm. Absolutely, the gluten-free cake comes out. Or for someone else, it might be a slice of toast, whatever it may be. Mm. So I think it's a really good idea to change the pattern of events. So maybe if it's boiling the kettle, perhaps instead have a lovely bottle of fresh water at your desk. Mm. Make a rule that you'll only visit the kitchen twice in the morning. Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
If you can see food, you'll eat it.
Well, that was my plan, putting it in the freezer. Mm. But these gorgeous brownies
are shouting out for you.
You can eat them from the freezer.
I know. Well, there is, of course, the absolute no-go area, and actually don't have them at all. Now, I realise that's really, really hard. But
it's sensible.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, lots of people say to me that they struggle with wine o'clock, you know, they come home. And
because it's the reward, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. So the classic thing there is, yes, have wine in the house when friends come over, but don't put it in the fridge. Because as soon as it's in the fridge, it's shouting at me, isn't it? Open me. I mean, great things to do, of course, are just do something different. Get out of the house, take a walk. But that's not feasible if you're busy working. Mm. So start thinking long and hard about what you're eating and why you're eating. And almost like you need a mechanism that says, nope, I'm not going to have a brownie. In fact, I'm not even going to have that cup of tea. I'm going to pour myself a glass of water. I'm going to have herbal tea. I'm going to do something different.
Right. Well, that sounds... I mean, you've got lots and lots of support tips in this book. So the book that you've written is different from this one that the...
Ah, yes, the one you're holding there.
I pinched this from Ken Lloyd.
Ah, did you? That's the Jane Plan Guide, yeah, I wrote
that. I will give it back.
Oh, of course. Well, we can always send another
one. Because I loved this, because it takes you through steps and everything. So your book is... different.
Absolutely, yes. So the Jane Plan Guide you're holding.
Have you got
there,
your book with you?
I wrote, and is really written with the dieter in mind, because I know how it feels, and I know how important it is to follow the plan. I know how to make it easy, and I wanted to show people that. The Jane Plan book you're holding there, which was published in May.
But is it published by Priapus?
Part of Little Brown. They're a big health publisher, actually.
Brilliant.
I mean, you can get it on Amazon, you can get it from us, you can get it from Waterstones. And it's a very, very comprehensive guide. It's not a guide to the diet that we deliver to the door. It's a guide for women and men everywhere who want to lose a little or a lot of weight. And it's a very easy, very sensible, very fad-free approach. It's also got over 70 recipes.
Fabulous.
So, yes.
I love this. So, if you want to find out more, go to 3ws.janeplan.com. And I think this is a great, and I've certainly seen with my very own eyes, listener, Ken Lloyd and Nina, shrinking they are before my eyes and enjoying the plan. And Nina is a cordon bleu cook. She's a very, very good cook.
Ooh.
So, and I know that they tried other things before. Now, we have to wing on and find that Stevie Wood, don't we, Dr. John?
We do indeed, yes.
He's who is at the Speciality Food Fair.
He's in Olympia.
So we're going to play The Turtles, Happy Together. And this goes out to my all my lovely friends who are together, but especially Miriam and Chris Pollard. Happy Together, The Turtles, and we'll get Stevie Wood from Speciality Food Show.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, so ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. How they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together.
the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
And that was the Turtles, and we should have the lovely Steve Wood. Hello.
I think I'm here.
You're there. Do you know, you're like, you've been like Superman, haven't you?
What?
Well, galloping to the speciality food, stuck on that train. I was wondering if it was Friday the 13th. Tell us what's going on, because we're running very short of time, but tell us who you got.
And I'll pass over to one of my friends. I'm at the food fair, fine food fair,
yeah,
which is a trade show,
yeah,
which a lot of the producers should be at. I'm quite surprised you're not here, actually, because it's also the speciality chocolate fair.
Well,
I believe is one of your weaknesses.
If it is
one
my
of
one,
my many weaknesses.
Well, it is my
Steve.
One weakness, along with Prosecco, of course. But I would have been there if I wasn't in the studio, young man.
Okay, well, we're in Olympia, and it's the last day of the show, and it's a great show for all the small producers. If you're trying to break into bigger stuff, you do really need to be here. What we do, I'll get some details while I'm here,
mm-hmm.
and we'll put some details up on the website. How much time have we got?
You've got about sort of 7 minutes.
7 minutes. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to hand you over to my friend Vicky.
Mm-hmm.
She's from Chegworth Valley.
Ah, yes. We were following them on Twitter.
Oh, are you? Good. Yeah. Well done. You'll know how to find her on Twitter then.
Yeah.
I know her through the farmers market, but she's up here doing some other stuff. So I'll let you have a chat with her, Jules. Here you go.
Thank you. Morning, Vicky.
Hello.
Hi, Vicky. You're live on Scoff and Quaff.
Good
morning. Yes, I think I followed you yesterday on UK Food Show, which is our sort of sister Twitter.
Yeah.
So how is the show for you? Are you an exhibitor or are you rolling around?
Yeah, we are exhibiting up here. So we've been here for the last 2 days, talking juices, spreading the word about our Chegworth Valley organic produce as well. It's been a really good, busy show. Met lots of new people, met lots of existing customers. So yes, it's been really positive so far.
And whereabouts are you based, Vicky?
We're based just near Leeds Castle, just
lovely.
By Harrietsham.
Yep.
So we've got 100 acres down there. We grow organic fruit, vegetables, salads, and then we make farm-pressed juices on the farm as well, or from the fruit that we grow at the farm.
That's fantastic. Now, do you do anything like a veg delivery box scheme yet?
We deliver fruit, veg and juices throughout the whole of Kent and into London as well. We're slightly different to a lot of the other box schemes. We don't ask people that they order on a set day, so they're not tied in to having it. You know, say if they order on a Monday, it comes on a Thursday. It's all next day delivery, and either they can go for one of our set boxes or they can pick all their own produce and put it in.
Well, that sounds fantastic. And what is your role there?
I'm marketing manager, so I look after spreading the word about Chegworth, getting out and about, speaking to people. Obviously, we're on Twitter as well at Chegworth Valley, so we're always very active on
mm-hmm.
that, posting photos of the produce and the farm and all sorts of things that are going on.
And a big rise in interest in organic food,
yeah,
I would think.
Definitely, yeah. And in the last, well, at least in the last year or so, we've seen a lot more people are going back down the organic route.
Oh, yeah.
There's so much interest in traceability and where food's coming from and how it's being grown. So, yeah, definitely of interest.
Brilliant. Well, I don't know whether you've listened to the show, but you can hear back shows on 3ws.scoffquaff.com. riverford.co.uk, and we often have Riverford on, Farmer Guy, Guy Watson. He's a big supporter of us, and I mean, I personally love organic, and I have a box delivered. So I think John and I will come down and visit you near Leeds Castle and come and see you. That's fantastic. I hope you have a great show. And could you pass me back to Stevie Wood, or has he run off?
No, he's still here. I can pass you back.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Goodbye, Vicky. Vicky from Chegworth Valley there, telling us all about it. Stevie.
And it's wonderful, her stuff, I must admit.
I know. You're munching your way through. And what else have you seen there? Have you just arrived, or have you had any time to look round?
I think I'm going to have to come back and tell you what I've seen, because there's quite a few Kent producers here, but I was stuck on the train.
Well, I'm wondering whether perhaps you should come on next week and tell us. We've got Mr. Harry Covert, who's in the box, because I'm swanning off for a week. So I've hauled in Harry Covert, you know, the secret dining chef. So maybe you could come in and tell him.
It's always a pleasure to speak to him. If I can't come in, I'll probably give you a call and chat to you about it. It's always a pleasure to speak to Harry, even though I've got no idea who he is.
What kind of... well, nobody knows. It's all a secret.
Well, he's actually at the show today. So
yeah, he is, but he'll have a bag on his head. You won't know who he is or what he looks like. What kind of producers are you seeing? Is it a big, big show? It must be huge at Olympia.
Oh, it's 400. It's 400 plus trade stalls. So it's all smaller producers. It's not the bigger ones. All the ones that are trying to break into your sort of farm shop, that sort of thing. A lot of our producers we have on the show.
Yeah, exactly. And, well, we've been hearing from Advanced Bunzel as well with the labels, and we were saying, John and I were saying, that one of the first things they need, these small producers, is to get the labelling right if they're going to start selling in shops and things with barcodes. And, so is this the last day?
Yes.
Of the exhibition.
It's been on since Sunday.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay. And is there anyone there you're specifically looking for to see, or are you just cruising?
I'm just cruising around. I am here with my Kent Farmers Market Association head on, looking for suppliers that can help out our members. So that's something else I'm doing, and I'm just here to pinch some good ideas as well.
What kind of ideas are you looking for?
I don't know till I see one.
You're keeping very mum there, Steve.
So you're going to start scoffing your way around then?
I'm going straight to the chocolate section now. There's about 30 or 40 chocolates.
She's going green with envy.
Yeah.
Here.
Well, no, chocolate. I'm in a different zone now because Jane plans in here. You know,
she's got to pretend she's being very good about this.
I brought her a pear. Yeah. I bought her a Kentish pear, Steve, from my tree.
Very good.
I couldn't give her the scoff lolly, could I?
Well, you couldn't eat the pear yourself, could you? Otherwise, there wouldn't be any room for the Prosecco.
Probably not, but I have got a pear in my lunchbox.
The room is...
I know you've got a pear.
I really don't want to know about that. Talk to John about that.
Do you have any idea how much they pay for a stall? Have you got any idea?
No, I don't. I will find out for you.
That would be interesting.
And we can do that, because it might be interesting to do... what's the other show you have there? That's on a little later.
Oh, the Inferior Show.
Oh, the Inferior Show. Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Yeah, it might be interesting to do something on that for the small producers. But
yeah.
I'll find out.
Yeah, we're dying to hear. If you could sort of grab a few names and they can come on the show towards November, December, that would be fantastic.
Happy to do that.
Yeah, and is it all hot and steamy and sweaty in there?
It is, but luckily enough the chocolate's not melting.
Oh, good. So you're just going to have a chocolate fest.
I am.
What about, have they got anything there like anything to do with beauty or e-cover or eco stuff?
No, it's not that sort of show. There's... another show called the Natural Something or Other Show.
Yeah.
Where they do that. But no, this is purely 100% food and drink.
Excellent. And people from abroad or mostly UK?
Oh, big Japanese, a lot from Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah, all over the place. Cotswold Fair are here. It's a national and multinational show.
Brilliant. I love the way you're winging it. And we will be speaking to you.
Rather like Jules on every Tuesday morning, isn't it?
Hours swatting up on this.
I know. Well, I know that you were stuck on the train. We just had one of those days. It's quite funny. Stevie Wood, we hope that we can hear more about this, if not next week, because I know you're meeting up with the Kent Farmers Markets next week. Otherwise, you would have been presenting this show in my very derriere seat. But you can come.
Yeah, another time.
You can come on the next week after and tell us all about it.
Brilliant.
So from now, Stevie Wood, enjoy that chocolate.
Jules, thank you very much.
From me, goodbye.
Speak to you later. Bye.
Bye. So that's the great Stevie Wood of Tunbridge Farmers Market. And as if on cue, Dr. John is going to tell us about Tunbridge.
Indeed. Well, this Sunday, the 14th of September, is Tunbridge Farmers Market in Tunbridge. And they will have, as always, they have a lovely cooking demonstration with Kent Fine Foods, that's Matthew. We have Carl's Kitchen with at Campervan Chef, and we have John the Baker at Baker John Kent, all on the cooking demo. There's jazz at the market with live music throughout the market, and there's seating near the cooking demo, near the eatery. That's from 9:30 till 1:30, and it's the second Sunday every month in Sovereign Way, Tunbridge. So it's www.tunbridgefarmersmarket.co.uk. Or on Twitter, which is Tunbridge FM MRKT, or Facebook Tunbridge Farmers Markets. And if you want to get hold of Steve to find out more about the free pitches which they have for charity,
you'll find him in the chocolate tent.
You'll find him in a chocolate tent in Olympia, or you can call him on his mobile, which is 055 773 9903.
Does he mind you giving out his mobile?
Yes, he does.
Possibly a dating, thing there.
Well, you may want to date him, darling. Yeah.
I'm not sure who's my type.
Well, you might not be his type, of course.
No, probably not. I don't think
anyway, I'm his type. Anyway, so that's this coming Sunday on September the 14th, and the following month it'll be on 12th of October, and that on October it is Pink Sunday.
Pink Sunday, so that means Stevie Wood would definitely not be my type, dressed up.
No, he'll be dressed up in pink, head to toe, as will Matthew Kiersey Lawson, no doubt, as a chef.
These farmers markets are brilliant, aren't they? Because you can go there and it's a whole experience. You stay there all day, take your nan, take your
kids. And
there's
a huge selection there. I mean, particularly Tunbridge, it's got 65 plus stalls there. It's huge.
Yeah, it is.
Just in the supermarket, Sainsbury's, I think, in Tunbridge on Sovereign Way.
We're big supporters of Shop Local on the show, and we've had a tweet from the USA for Jane Plan. It's the lovely nurse Liz Gilson, who's a regular listener. She sets her alarm at 6 a.m. To listen to this show, and she's saying to you, Jane, very important to eat when hungry, not stress eating, and stop when 75% full.
Yeah, I know, that's a really good tip, actually, because in fact it does take the brain longer than the tummy to register satiety. So actually she's spot on, in fact. If you're 75% full, you're probably really full. Mm. So I think that's a great, great tip.
Please note that, Jules.
Yes, I was...
Stuffing yourself too much.
The other thing is that when you're brought up, as I was, from post-war, and we were told...
Emptying your plate.
Everything.
I know.
It's tough to change that thing.
That
absolutely
mindset.
Absolutely, yeah. Change the way you think. You're so right, actually, yes.
Just a very quick one, because we're running out of time, but produced in Kent have tweeted us, job opportunities with rural food producer, and you can find details on their website, which is producedinkent.co.uk. That's a fantastic opportunity there. And we will put details on Scoff and Quaff, won't we, Dr. John, of that?
We will do, yes.
So you can go to www.scoffquaff.co.uk or producedinkent.co.uk. And also, I am looking for a PA administration assistant to help me with Scoff and Quaff show. So show booking and lots of opportunities there, but preferably based near Whitstable. We have come to the end. We've got a little sort of very quick one, if you've got one, Dr. John.
Well, I was just going to say, you didn't ask me my usual question, which is who's on the show next week.
Yes, well,
we have Harry Kovar standing in for yourself, of course, and we have Seth from The Intolerant Wife, and we have Aylesford Farmers Market, which may or may not be Steve. If not, it'll be one of his...
Yes, I think one of his underlings.
Yes, one of his storeholders.
Now, Seth is The Intolerant Wife is a brilliant restaurant over there in Broadstairs.
That's right.
His wife is intolerant to a few things, and the whole restaurant is allergy compatible.
Fantastic.
It's absolutely, and he bought in some lovely, delicious, cakey things.
Mm. Well, you'll be missing out if he brings on anything next week.
Well,
won't you?
But I know on Jane Plan you are allowed
you
things.
You are. I have some gluten free cookies.
Yeah,
right,
but not,
here
you're not
for
allowed
you.
A crate of wine. No. You're not allowed so a wheelbarrow full of gluten free food. That's the problem.
Sadly, not. Did you want to mention the offer?
Yes, I have mentioned it before you came.
Oh, fantastic.
But Jane has very kindly, Jane Plan, offered a free delivery for listeners. If you contact them at... what's the best contact? Well, is there a phone number?
Yeah, absolutely. We're on